the conception that the world is the only true reality leads to the consciousness that it really doesn't matter what we do as long as we get what we want. If we hurt people, if we trample on moral values, ethical principles, if we get money, if we get fame, if we get power, if we get sensual and emotional pleasures, it's all justified. Because ultimately, what is that saying? Eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow may never come. When we believe that this world is the only reality, then even our so-called moral principles are built on a very weak foundation. Because when temptation and fear come, why not break our moral and ethical values if I could get something better? Then we become servants, victimized servants of greed, envy, lust, anger, arrogance, and illusion. Why not? And we see it so prevalent within the world today. People take certain types of intoxications that are proven to destroy your health. Why people do it? And it's not reducing, it's growing proportionately within our society. This conception, if it feels good now, it really doesn't matter. What else? What matters is me. Sometimes the world we live in today, it's called the me generation. Janasya moho yamaho mameti, I, me, and mine. So much is based upon what makes me happy, what I can acquire to call mine. I am this, I am that, I have done, I have not done. In other words, it's a world that is so much conquered by this tendency of selfishness and egoism. And so much of that is born from the conception that this world is the only reality.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.